Hello and welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from the Coaching Revolution, and you'll find us at thecoachingrevolution.co.uk. Hello and welcome. Today we're going to talk about mentoring and why mentoring is so important for coaches who are trying to start a business. I'm Sarah Short.
And I'm Paul Snell.
Right, Paul, we've been talking already briefly about mentoring and how passionate we both are about it and how important we feel it is. And we were discussing the fact that there are sort of two entry points for a mentor. Would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Yes, there are. And they're very clear for me. The first one is this emergent level where you have a mentee who is keen but lacks a lot of the experience and a lot of the exposure to either a field or an expertise. And really and truthfully, at that point, it's all about knowledge transfer and experience transfer.
So you're talking about the brand new coach, newly qualified,
yes.
Walks out, clutching their shiny certificate, going,
"That's it.
I'm a coach, where are my clients?"
Yeah. That's okay. Exactly it. And it's actually a critical stage. Let's not discount this. It's incredibly important that even from the earliest point that the knowledge transfer happens. And we've discussed in the past, you and I talk long about mentoring. And of course, it's that immersive experience of sharing of knowledge and experience, even in the early stages.
Absolutely. Well, the thing that you will have heard me say lots, and if you read any of my blog posts or anything like that, you'll have heard me, seen me write about, is the fact that mentoring and getting this knowledge from people, it's incredibly important to make sure that you choose as a mentor somebody who has already achieved what you want to achieve, or at least part way. You know, if you want to be the next Tony Robbins, then unless you want to go and get Tony Robbins to mentor you, and in the early days, I can tell you, that's quite expensive. You know, you need a mentor who can at least take you part of the way and point you in the right direction and support you beyond what they've achieved. But it's this whole mentoring thing. When we finish coach training school and we have our qualification, and they're all great and they're all expensive, and we've spent a long time and invested an awful lot of time and effort and money into getting that qualification, and there is almost an expectation that now I have my qualification, coaching clients are going to come. And of course, that's not the case. And that is the emergent coach, the new coach who's got their certificate and is saying, okay, now what do I do? So how does mentoring work with those coaches?
Well, yes. When we talk about mentoring, I have to say, just as a way of bolstering the view of mentoring, you can look at almost any of the most successful people in business, and all of them will turn around and say it was crucial at the start to have a mentor that could help them through those initial stages. And most specifically, a mentor, as you've pointed out, that's in that field of expertise, that's had the experience in that marketplace. The risk beyond that, if it's not directly relating to what you're looking to achieve, is the mentor will struggle to see in you, or struggle to see where
for
you should
you.
Go for
yeah.
you, that becomes quite complicated. In fact, I've had several stories where that type of mentoring becomes a really conflicted relationship.
Yeah.
Because you don't share the same common objective or the same common view.
And you also don't share the understanding, or more relevantly, your mentor won't see how building a coaching business is established, because it is different to, for example, establishing a bakery or jewellery making business. And the problem with general business advisors, and that, you know, these people are very good at general business advice, but coaches don't need general business advice. And in fact, often it conflicts hugely with what actually they should be doing. And by general business advisors, I kind of mean the people that used to work for Business Link back in the day when that was a thing, or Chamber of Commerce business advisors. Again, nothing against them as individuals, as people of experience, but you really do need somebody who is a specialist mentor for coaching, because setting up a coaching business is different than setting up most other kinds of businesses. Would you agree?
I would agree. And just to add, you know, when coaches come up and we discuss a concept of mentoring, of course, almost all of them actually turn up with some form of qualification, some form of training is already in place. So that there is a huge amount of knowledge already existing.
Yeah.
But there is a gap, and we often talk about this gap.
Absolutely, the difference between coaching and the business of coaching.
And it's there's two aspects here. There is the knowledge of that, which most coaches who have been trained still need. It's not something...
The knowledge of the
business,
coaching.
The actual business development side,
right? Okay.
So there still is a knowledge transfer going on there. So part of this mentor-mentee relationship, even in the coaching scenario, isn't simply experience, because someone's got lots of qualifications, lots of training in coaching. There's also a knowledge gap around business development, right? The business of coaching. Then you wrap that in all the experience of the years of doing this and being fortunate to be successful, and all the mistakes we made in the early days.
Absolutely.
That we don't want coaches to make now.
No, it's the pitfalls into which coaches fall. And what's astonishing is how very regular those pitfalls are. I have talked to literally hundreds of coaches, and they all tell more or less the same story, to the extent that I can almost tell you what they're going to say.
Yeah.
You know, they've got their coaching qualification. They know that in order to build a coaching business, according to the tiny bit of information they may have had around client acquisition from their coach training provider, they know they have to go and give away free sessions, and the person that they're coaching is going to be so inspired by this free session, they're going to say, coach me, and I will pay you to do it. And of course, that doesn't happen. And then the coach thinks, oh, I'm doing something wrong. I know, I'll coach somebody for free for a whole program. And that doesn't work either. And then they scratch their heads and they think, now what do I do? I know, I'm going to go and upskill. And they upskill on the coaching side. They go off and they do a Myers-Briggs qualification, an NLP qualification, or CBT, or one of the myriad other things that you might think fit really nicely with a coaching practice that you have in your head. And they invest all of this time and especially money, because by the time they've finished with that upskilling, they can have spent tens of thousands of pounds. And all the time on the other side of the balance of the scale is this gap in skills, this critical gap in skills, which is the business development stuff. And I've had several conversations with coaches who've said to me, oh, I've invested quite enough in my own personal development. I need to earn some money now. Without realizing that where they should have been investing their money is on the business development side, which is, of course, mentoring.
Yeah.
Or for us, it's mentoring.
It is. And equally, when we talk about the education, if you like, or the acquisition of knowledge around the business of coaching, the experiential side is just as relevant, because what we know from experience is simply saying to someone, do this thing, isn't good enough.
No.
It's one-dimensional. It doesn't encompass the emotional context. It doesn't encompass doing the thing. What's it like doing a thing on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
Well, it's easier to say to someone, just do it. Go on, just do it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But we're not. We're more than that. We're not simply saying, follow a system, you'll be fine.
No.
It's much more.
Here's our cookie cutter proven system. No. Well, we've established over the years that it simply doesn't work. Bringing overseas programs to the UK, cookie cutter style, there are many of them out there, and there is very little success using them. So there are two places where a mentor can show up. One is, you know, it's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yes.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes.
So for some people, it's when they're coming towards the end of their coaching qualification. One of our mentees recognised really quickly that despite the fact she was doing her coaching qualification at one of the top universities in the country, every time she asked about business development training on the course, it all just got a bit vague, didn't it? And eventually she realised that the reason it was getting a bit vague is that there wasn't going to be any. And so she found us before even she'd finished a qualification. She's very nearly finished it, but not got there just yet, and had recognised that gap in her own training. Now, the other place that where a mentor can appear is when a coach is, has reached the end of their tether. That sounds awful. I made myself laugh as I said it. When a coach has tried many things, they've tried all of the things, they've fallen down the holes and they've reached the point where they can only just see out of the hole that they're in. And it's almost like a last ditch. I so want to do this.
Yeah.
I know I can do it if I just knew how.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the second place, kind of at a pivotal transition stage.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the key things I think any mentor can bring to a relationship is this idea that we're able to stand outside and look in, right?
Absolutely.
One of the things I come across a lot, I don't know if this is inherently British, but, you know, we'll take it for what it is. We can be very self-critical. Ooh, we can sit there and go, but I'm not good enough at this, or I'm not qualified enough at that, and how am I going to succeed at this? As a mentor, we can stand out and look in, right? Even this concept of the mirror, you look at yourself in a mirror and go, what do I see? You still struggle to see truly what's there.
Well, what you see is through your own lens,
yes,
rather than seeing you through the lens of the rest of the world.
Yes. And the reality to that, you know, we as mentors, I spend quite a bit of time talking to mentees about the strengths they have, what I can see, the talents I can see, what the potential is for them, and actually where the areas they need to work on, the challenges they face. And being able to look from the outside in, it's a very honest assessment of someone. They're able to take that and go, okay, I can see the pros, I can see the areas I need to work on. We bundle that all together and you can see the potential, and so can they.
And they can see the progress.
Yes.
That's the other thing, once you've had this outside-in look, and, you know, if we have a really honest moment here, we all have areas where we know that we should be doing something and we don't want to because either we have an unclear focus, we're not sure what it is we're supposed to be doing, or the goals that we've set around that thing are a bit foggy, or we don't have a plan, we don't know what the steps are we need to achieve. And even though we're aware that this thing over here exists, we kind of avoid it. What a mentor can do is go, oh, by the way, you know that thing you're avoiding right there?
Yeah.
And they can help you craft the path to being able to achieve that. And that thing over there is quite often selling yourself as a coach.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of fear and procrastination and worry and anxiety around that because you can't see yourself from the outside.
Yeah, I can't agree more. And what you end up doing, you end up being able to wrap a new perspective. You know, what we work on very hard in the early days is to create an honest, valid, valued perspective of who we are, right? Who the mentee really is from the outside in. We have the experience to see that. That's the reason we do this.
Yes.
That's the reason we're able to do this. And when you see that, when you see all that potential that is waiting to be released, what we tend to do as mentors is we tend to say, right, what is, from our experience, from our knowledge and experience, what is it, how can we connect these mentees into that market that they so want to work in? Mm. Very specific, very niched. How do they learn from our experience about what it takes to profile a client?
Mm.
Right? Mm. These are things that come from experience. When you profile a client, there's often education saying, this is how you profile a client.
Mm.
And yet, every time you go and try these things, you come back with another take on that, another twist to that, or another value to add to that. So that's really important that we're able to connect these guys in.
Yeah, I'm just, while you're talking there, I'm just thinking that one of the things that coaches who come to us for mentoring, coaches, full stop, but the ones that we've been working with, is that they can't get the idea of profiling a client into their heads. In fact, we were having a conversation with a client, a coaching client recently, who was saying, what I need to do is develop myself as a brand, and then people will want to come to me, rather than flipping that on its head, because developing yourself as a brand so that people will want to come to you is a monumental task. If you flip that on the head and say, right, who will get most value from working with me? Now, that's something that's very hard to see when you're a coach.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because you're sitting going, but I can coach anyone. And yes, indeed you can. However, not everyone's going to want to work with you. So how do you identify the people who will get most advantage from working with you and who will want to pay what you want to charge?
Yeah.
And that is as simple and as difficult, didn't say it was easy, just said it was simple, as profiling your client. Mm. And that, just that, makes a massive difference to coaches' approach to coaching, to their coaching business.
It is, and I would go as far as to say is that profiling is absolutely critical from a business development perspective. And we've seen this in many industries, not just the coaching industry.
No.
We've seen how, again, you know, this is easy to say from maybe this side of the fence, having been there and made all these mistakes in the past. But simply saying, oh, I'm a life coach on your LinkedIn profile just isn't good enough.
If you search for life coach on LinkedIn, you will find tens of thousands of life coaches.
Yes.
If I want a life coach, how do I know which life coach on LinkedIn is the right life coach for me?
Yeah.
How do you differentiate yourself from the other life coaches? All of those things are things that you can do with your mentor.
Correct.
Talk about with your mentor.
Correct.
One of the things that I think, well, actually, for me, this is the critical thing. It's the accountability.
Yes.
Talk to me about mentoring accountability. Yes.
Well, you know what? Early days of any mentoring relationship, I tend to spend a lot of time identifying, along with the mentee, what is the bigger picture for them? Where do they want to go with either their business or their coaching, and sometimes even what they want personally from this business, not just the business of the business, right?
Well, for example, actually, I'm a working mom, so I only want to work 15 hours a week, absolutely maximum, even when I'm flat out. I don't ever want to be flat out for more than 15 hours a week. That's very different to the I want to turn over £100,000 coach.
It is. And as mentors, we need to hold that up. That's the big picture, right? That's where we are going in our accountable relationship. There's the thing that whenever I have a mentee that might say, Paul, I'm not, you know what, are we going to get there? You hold up that objective. We've gone through that. We know where we're going. Mm. We walk with them in that. Yeah. You know, it's not the doing, it's the walking with.
Yeah, and stopping them deviating.
Yes.
Don't get caught out by bright, shiny objects sparkling in the in the distance, and the just one thing merchants, and the apparently easy wins that are just easy losses of money.
It is. And of course, in all of that, and holding up the bigger picture, we need to be adept at still able to function at a detail level with the mentee. So when it comes down to specifics, and specifics might be addressing the niche and working through a process to identify exactly what that niche is, we still hold the bigger picture up, but we need to be able to work at both levels. That's a good function, that's a good ability of every mentor.
It is. And to be devastatingly honest.
Yes.
Again, it's making me laugh. It's really important that your mentor doesn't blow sunshine all over you. That your mentor can be incredibly pragmatic and say, actually, hang on a second, you said you were going to do this, and you haven't. And what are we going to do about that? It's not judgmental, it's not accusatory, but it absolutely is holding you to account. And we're coaches, we know this stuff. We know that being held to account makes a massive difference.
Yes, but I have to say, in supporting anything, let's be clear, we're not perfect, right?
Of course.
So there are times we may make a mistake, but our honesty in that pragmatism, our honesty to turn around and say, right, we do need to review this. This may not be the route we want to go down now. That's a good value-driven relationship. It is not about saying, I'm the best, there's no way you can catch up with me and be as good as me.
No, because in an ideal world, we want our mentees to exceed what we've
done. Absolutely we do.
You know, that's our vision for the... Well, that's the coaching revolution, isn't it? To get as many coaches working and earning their living doing the thing that they love, the thing that they've spent money, time, blood, sweat and tears achieving, this coaching qualification and this passion. Coaches are passionate. Actually, I don't think I've ever found such a passionate group of people as coaches. And what's lovely is that what they're passionate about is helping other people, which is just perfect. Yeah. What a perfect industry to work in. Where coaches fall down is that in their need to help other people, in their drive to help other people, they forget that they have to help themselves first. It's like the oxygen mask on the plane, isn't it? You've got to put your own on and affix it before you can help other people. That actually makes me think of the fact that some of the people who are going through our mentoring program have already identified that actually they would like to become a coaching revolution mentor, having experienced the difference that good, solid mentoring can make.
There is nothing better than being able to nudge people from behind and then just get out of their way. Just to see people succeed. I know people go, oh, that's a cliche, Paul. But I tell you what, there just isn't nothing better.
No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And seeing the person going from, ooh, do you think this will work, to, guess what? I've got a fully functioning business and clients are now coming to me.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It is. I hope we've covered off there the reasons that we feel so passionate about mentoring and why we think it's probably the biggest gift that you could give to your coaching business. Yeah.
And I just want to finish by saying, of all the things I've done and experienced, it is a mentor-mentee relationship that makes the difference. In fact, I've got to say, Sarah, 88% of successes in a career or business development perspective have come from mentor-mentee relationships. Just simple training alone is nowhere near as effective as the ability to mentor and have a mentor in a program to move forward, whatever that forward is for you. They've already shown statistically it's way ahead of knowledge alone.
Thanks, Paul.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to find out more about the business opportunity from the coaching revolution, go to thecoachingrevolution.co.uk and choose business opportunity from the menu. See you next time.